Welcome to Cause of Our Joy. My name is Joe Ott. This is a program of prayer and evangelization. Today's guest is a Catholic whose calling in life is to support people with special needs and be a spokesperson for their dignity in our society, Daniel Smirokowski. And now our interview with Daniel.
And we're at the part of the program where I like to have guests come on the program and talk about their Catholic faith, their apostolate, and how their faith and apostolate can inspire you, the listener out there, in your faith journey. Today we're blessed and honored to have with us Daniel Smirokowski, founder of Special Chronicles, nonprofit new media company, a global messenger, a public speaker with the Special Olympics out of Illinois. Now, the fascinating story about Daniel is that he was born 3 1/3 months premature. He was born with a learning disability and severe language disorder. But besides all of that, he was a graduate 2 years ago from Roosevelt University with a BA in journalism. And he's got his own podcast program also. So I'd like to welcome to the program Daniel Smirokowski. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
Well, you're welcome, Daniel. And I hope I didn't butcher your last name. It's Smirokowski, right?
Smirokowski.
Okay, Smirokowski. Okay. But it's a pleasure to have you on board. We were playing telephone tag and email tag for a while, and Daniel's a very busy man, as you might expect. And so we finally, thanks be to God, we connected here, and we're able to talk with you about your Special Chronicles, which is something that you started. How long have you had Special Chronicles? And first of all, what is Special Chronicles?
Well, this year is 7 years that I've been doing this this work. And it's a podcast and a pioneering nonprofit new media network that really empowers and gives respect and voice to people with special needs. And what makes this network unique is it's from our inside perspective. Since I also have special needs, really telling our special needs stories in a unique way.
Very good, Daniel. So finding this outlet to get the word out about special needs. Was this something that you always had something in the back of your mind to do, or did someone come to you and ask you to do it?
I've always, the foundation for this, growing up, having special needs and always having a love for writing and journalism and telling stories, and the media, get involved in the media overall with radio and TV. But I didn't really know that this is like 7 years ago and even 10 years ago. I didn't know that this is what I would be doing. I thought I would go work for some big media company. I never really knew that this is what I was doing. Once I started 7 years ago doing about podcasting, it developed and once I got feedback, I started putting audio up of features that I was given of my story and about Special Olympics, and I started to kind of hear from listeners across the globe that this is what that they wanted to hear, and I really found it to be my, and since this is a Catholic program, I can say it. Well, it's my mission in life, but as you know, it also is a vocation.
You're right. I would only
want to do this Lord.
I would say that. A calling, more or less.
A calling, yeah.
Right. Very good, Daniel. And speaking of calling, when you pursue this, when you go about your everyday work, do you have any devotions? Are you a daily communicant? Do you pray the rosary? How do you give yourself the strength? How do you achieve the strength that you need to do what you do?
Well, I always have a rosary with me in my pocket, and I don't always pray the entire rosary, but like I'll take a few moments to just pause and pray the meditate and pray kind of about where God wants me to and what He wants me to do. But like the past seven years, I got an all-time knotted rosary from Greg and Jennifer Lewis from the rosary army, and I got that 7 years ago, and I always carry it with me, and that's what helps to keep me focused. Throughout my stuff in your life.
Very good, Daniel. Very good.
About this work.
Very good. And, you know, our Blessed Mother, I'm sure, has special designs for you. Here you are, born 3 3 months premature with a learning disability and severe language disorder. And your main job is speaking.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. In the past, people in radio and broadcasting that said that I couldn't be able to communicate to the soul mass, but somehow through Mary and through God, and I've been able to communicate through this medium, and I've heard from listeners across the globe. I'm constantly hearing from them of how inspired they are by me and by this work.
Very good. I'm impressed too, Daniel. And when you read about or hear about people with special needs, I don't know if you hear about it so much in the mainstream media, but some people might have questions about, well, I hate to bring up abortion, but people with severe disabilities or parents are told that they have a child that's going to be born this way, that the way they should do is to abort the baby. I'm sure you've heard that in your travels. And I forgot what the percentage was of people with Down syndrome.
I think it was about 9%.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the latest number is, but I know in the past that it's been around 90%.
And you're living proof, Daniel, that God, and you're a special person. All of us are special in God's eyes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But with learning disabilities, what the world might see might be a detriment to some people. You build on that. It sounds like you actually go out there and you say, yes, I may have what the world says are problems, but the Lord will strengthen me so I can go out there and communicate and to inspire those other people that might have problems. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'm 26 years ago when I was born. One of the things that even the doctors had even recommended to my mom was abortion.
They did say that to her.
Thankfully, my parents chose life.
Praise God.
But I think slowly now things are all changing. to be more positive. But I think in the past, going through years ago, I think a lot of times, those of us, like myself, with intellectual disabilities, thought to advise abortion, and it really, when I hear stories like that, because of what I've been able to accomplish, and a lot of my friends who also compete in such Olympics and also have special needs, when people see the joy on our faces, and that then there's no reason to abort us.
That's right.
We just bring so much joy to the world and to our society. And I had written a column a couple last month in August, right after our Special Olympics sport games, and one of my listeners, she started the post of a cheerleading program at Special Olympics, and she her daughter was diagnosed with a Williams syndrome and goes to a Catholic school in the Washington D.C. area, and her mom had I had her as a guest on the program at the beginning of the summer, and she said that this is a direct quote from her. She said, "People with special attributes are angels, and they let us know the way we are to see the world and how we are to respond to the world, and to see its beauty and not imperfection."
Amen. Amen.
I thought that that's a perfect way to really sum up of what those of us with special needs really are to the world, because we and kind of add into that a lot of times what I say when I go out and advocate on Special Chronicles, on the program, or speaking, or in the column, is that we bring a value to humanity.
Very good. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. Daniel, go grab a drink of water, and we're going to do a little commercial. We'll be back in 30 seconds. More with Daniel Smirokowski. You're listening to Cause of Our Joy. Stay tuned. This week in Springfield, Massachusetts, the 40 Days for Life campaign has begun. For those people interested, please come down to 3550 Main Street in the north end of Springfield and stand for life. For the next 40 days, we'll be standing for life, praying, fasting, and letting the public know all about what life is and what abortion does. Stand for life this year for 40 Days for Life. And now we're back with Daniel Smirokowski of Illinois. Daniel's the founder of Special Chronicles, a nonprofit new media company. Also the global messenger and public speaker for Special Olympics out of Illinois. The story about Daniel, as you heard earlier, that he was born 3 1/3 months premature, was diagnosed with a learning disability and severe language disorder. But nonetheless, with God's grace, became a graduate from University of Roosevelt University, that is, with a BA in journalism. And he has a podcast program on the internet, and he's just a busy man letting people know about special needs and how they can help and what people are apt to do with special needs and how they can turn their lives around. Daniel, any more on the, as far as your podcasts go, how do you obtain guests for your program?
Listeners can, on Special Chronicles, com. We have a contact page that people can just email. That's one way that people have contacted me. And other ways is where I will either read articles or either have friends of mine on the show or I'm co-host. And it really gives those of us with special needs an opportunity to be able to broadcast and be part of the media. Because even though, like, just a couple months ago, even though ESPN had the first person with an intellectual disability as part of the broadcast team on ESPN, really, I've had other people with special needs be able to broadcast on Special Chronicles even before other top networks have. So it really gives gives other people with special needs an opportunity to really tell those stories on our program. So when people hear our stories, they can see our ability of what we're able to do, and then listeners will have a greater acceptance and inclusion.
Very good. So if someone wants to get in touch with you, Daniel, it's specialchronicles.com?
Yeah, specialchronicles.com. And on Twitter, it's at Specialist Podcast. As well as on Facebook, just Special Chronicles with a page there. And my personal Twitter and Facebook and Instagram is at Podman Dan. But on specialchronicles.com
is the main one.
My contact information is on
okay,
there.
Very good. We might have some listeners out there that... Now, do you predominantly have people that are special needs people on your program, or does it vary at all? Or?
It varies. People with special needs and their families and friends and anybody with connections to those of us with special needs on the program.
Okay, very good. Now, you're an athlete too, Daniel, so I have to ask, when I looked at your picture on the website there, it looks like you're a pretty good shaped man there. I know you work part time in a pizza factory. Do you eat some of that pizza too?
Yeah, sometimes. I took a meal last night.
Okay, I
just decided that. In Special Olympics, I've been competing in Special Olympics about 10, 11 years now, and I compete in swimming, basketball, and softball.
Very good, very good. And how do you do in that? Do you get? Have you won some medals?
Yeah, I have. I'm right here in my studio slash room. You know, I have an entire box filled of medals. Tons of medals. And this past June at our state summer games, I got two silver medals in the 50-meter freestyle and backstroke.
Very good. Congratulations. Very good. Another thing, Daniel, do you have any siblings in your family?
I have two younger sisters. One just a few months ago graduated with a doctorate in physical therapy, and another one who's a senior in college who's studying architecture.
Very good. Do they help you in your cause?
Occasionally. Not that much, just once in a while, find feedback. My one sister, who's now a doctor of physical therapy, I had her as a guest on the program the beginning of this year because she had an internship helping people with
that. Oh, okay.
When it comes to physical therapy.
Very good. Very good. And your mom and dad?
My dad is actually on the board of director of Soul Special Chronicles.
Your dad's on the board of directors. Okay.
Yeah, so he helped with Soul Special Chronicles. And then my mom, a lot of times, will help to edit the columns that I write for the paper, which the Special Voices column is a monthly column that I wrote for newspaper. And that's the column is an offshoot of the overall umbrella of Special Chronicles.
Very good. Very good. In your everyday life, Daniel, you get up in the morning. I'm sure you say a prayer at first to start your day. What else happens during the day before you really hit the road? What else do you do?
I usually read the latest news stories and I also try to take a walk I'll either listen to a podcast or I'll just reflect on the day sometimes I also play the rosary.
Good for you. Good for you.
I walk.
While you're walking. Very good. That's a good witness too.
Yeah.
And you'll find that the peace that our Blessed Mother brings you, the graces that she gives you, will help you not only at the moment, but throughout, you know, your faith journey. She'll give you that strength that you need because she brings you to Jesus. What are your, now you say you go to Mass, you try to go to Mass every week.
Yeah, every week.
Okay. Can you sneak a couple of days in during the week at all? Are you able to?
Not usually, because I have a few different jobs. it gets pretty complicated during the week. But on the weekends, I
definitely go. That's good. That's good. Well, you're an inspiration, Daniel. And before we close out there, we're on a program where we have all types of listeners out there. We have people that are older. We have people in the prison. We have people that are sick, those that are blind, young people that might be listening for the first time saying, here's a young man, 23 years old, with all these so-called disabilities, as the world would say it. 26, I'm sorry. I gave you a couple of years there. But they might say I think Chris Burke once said that they're not disabilities, but capabilities.
Yeah. And a lot of times, say is the tome of disabilities. Yeah.
Oh, disabilities. I like that.
Yeah.
That's,
and
I like that.
As my friend Tim Shriver, who's the chairman of Special Olympics.
Tim Shriver, right?
He wrote about it in his book called Fully Alive about that tome. As well.
Very good. And a parting, maybe in a couple of words or a couple of sentences, to somebody out there that might be facing a physical, mental, spiritual, any kind of a challenge in their life, what would you say to them? Let's say you could say a couple of words, a couple of sentences to them to encourage them in their faith journey. What would you say to them right now, Daniel?
To reach up for your dreams and don't worry about the challenges that you have and waiting to change join us in changing the game for acceptance and inclusion.
Very good. Very good. Daniel, it's been a pleasure and an honor to speak with you today.
Thank you.
And for those people out there listening that want to get in touch with Daniel Smirakowski and the Special Chronicles to either help him out in his cause, to maybe help in this area of the country to start a similar project out there, you can get a hold of Daniel. He'll have all the contact numbers at Special Chronicles.com. That's Special Chronicles, C-H-R, onicles.com. And all the information will be there. And Daniel, when he's not real busy, he'll get to you as soon as he can. Right, Daniel?
Yeah, as soon as I can.
Okay. So thank you so much for being with us today and cause of our joy, Daniel. And may God bless you, your family, and all those that work with you to bring dignity to all people.
Thank you. And I'm God bless you as well.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you have been listening to Daniel Smirakowski, the founder of Special Chronicles, a nonprofit new media company. And once again, to get in touch with Daniel and to help support him, first of all, pray for him, pray for all of his intentions. And you can get to him on specialchronicles.com, www.specialchronicles.com, to get in touch with Daniel and to help him in a very special cause. Thank you for being with us this day on Cause of Our Joy. Until next week, this is Joe Ott saying take care and God bless you.